A First Visit to the Trenches by Wilfred Ewart. The morning of February the 23rd, 1915, breaks cold and misty. Picture to yourself my billet, a dilapidated farmhouse by the roadside, which seems to be in the centre of a wide plain. Everything is very dirty. That is the first impression. The farm buildings, as always in this country, are grouped around a square courtyard with a midden in the centre, a midden that reeks of damp manure. Everywhere, mud, slush and water, ankle deep. In the farmhouse itself, two rooms are habitable. The one, a kitchen containing a table, a number of boxes used as chairs, and a cooking fire, usually struggling for existence on the hearth. The other, a rather smaller apartment with a brick floor, which is lived and slept in by two company officers. One must confess it is a cheerless room. There is barely space for a table and a couple of broken chairs. The window, which looks out across the road to a vista of ploughland, willows and flat, dreary fields, has lost several of its panes, which are made good by rather inadequate sheets of brown paper. The walls are peeling from chilling dampness. There is no room for a fire here. To get and keep warm, one has to stay in the kitchen, where, with the servants, one crouches round the struggling flame. In barns and outhouses, whose interstices and gaps are numerous, the men are billeted. Behind the farm is a very waterlogged orchard, which is used as a parade ground. So deep, clinging and sticky is the mud, that everywhere one has the greatest difficulty in moving about. Such are the brigade reserve billets, a little over a mile behind the trenches, which are occupied for 4 days. The battalion, having come out of the firing line 2 nights before, is due to go in again 2 nights hence, after which it returns to what are known as divisional or rest billets, some 2.5 miles farther back. After a breakfast consisting of porridge, bacon and poached eggs, bread, butter and marmalade, we go out on parade. To an eye accustomed to the niceties of King's Guard and soldiering in London, the men appear war-worn.